Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We have come to rely on the clean and inexpensive water that flows into our homes. But as John Broit, assistant professor of history at Case Western Reserve University, explains, there was a time when even the biggest municipal governments felt no responsibility for hydrating their citizens.
In 2005, the chairman and CEO of Nestle, Peter Brabeck, gave an interview in which he called the concept of a public right to a low-cost water supply an extreme one. Water, he said, should be sold like any other foodstuff by corporations like, well, Nestle. Every so often, the internet rediscovers this interview and outrage ensues. But he was right. The idea that local governments have a responsibility to provide their citizens plentiful, safe water is a radical one. It's just that we've forgotten it. When the idea surfaced in Britain and the U.S. around 150 years ago, people recognized it as extreme. There was a fierce debate about the appropriate role of the market in water supply, about the correct scope of government, and so on. My recent book rediscovers this debate. In most cities, the radical concept that governments do have an obligation to assure a safe, reliable water supply won out, from Birmingham to Liverpool to New York. And now we, especially in the U.S., take that expectation for granted. Well, most of us, not Nestle. My book focuses its attention on London because, paradoxically, the government of the capital of the avant-garde never took responsibility for providing its citizens with water. It tried at the end of the 1800s, but failed. There were those in Parliament who saw socialistic dangers in placing water supply in the hands of London's government, and they successfully took a stand against London. It is a right moment for rediscovering these old debates about whether the marketplace or public should assure a water supply. With clean water becoming ever more scarce and more valuable, it's a good bet we'll be forced to rehash the issue soon.
That was John Broit of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.